Two lovers by chance they did meet, possessed with a mutual flame. And now you shall hear how they greet, for I will declare the same. Quoth he, thou hast sparks in thine eyes, that do kindle in me such a fire. I comfort shall clearly despise, if you do not grant me my desire. O sir, quoth this pretty young maid, let me know what 'tis you would have, for you need not at all be afraid. I will grant what in reason you crave, for all ne'er in my life could deny what a man did in justice require. But you and I soon shall comply, and I'll warrant I'll quench thy love's fire. With that he began to draw nearer, and gave her an amorous kiss. He said he loved dearer, and longed to taste of the bliss. Quoth he, 'tis the babes in thine eye that set my poor heart all on fire. Then do not thy lover despise, but grant me my wish and desire. If thou art so earnest to dally, come make use of time all you may. Thy skill I will not undervalue, then prithee, love, let's do the play. Methinks thou art somewhat too tedious, this time that we should have been nigher. To linger it seems to be grievous, I'll warrant I'll quench thy love's fire. The young man, supposing her greedy, fell eagerly on to the sport. He found she was wanting and needy, and needless it was for to court. But as they were hunting together, she cried, "Oh, come nigher and nigher." His heart was as light as a feather, and he had both his wish and desire. The damsel was mightily pleased, and kissed him a thousand times o'er. Quoth she, "Now my sorrows are eased, but I must have a little touch more. Oh, lie down a while for to rest thee, that I may enjoy my desire. I hope that the fates they will bless thee, I quench, but thou kindlest my fire." No longer he stood there delaying, but stoutly he fell to it again, where he gave a smile at their playing, the damsel returned him 10, for she grew more eager and eager, her eyes they did sparkle like fire. Quoth he, "I do own I'm the weaker, but still I enjoy my desire." Quoth she, "Now how should I be served if thou shouldst have got me with child? But 'tis no more than I deserved, for I was a little too wild. I thought long till I did begin it, and burnt with a fervent desire. What pleasure I felt in 1 minute had fuel to my amorous fire." The young man began for to tire, and his cudgels began to lay down, which made the young damsel admire, and straight she began to frown. Quoth he, "I have done what is fit, no reason can more require." But her breslin upon him sheened, and she still did want her desire. Then young men provide, and be lusty against you do come to be tried. For maidens look sour and crusty when their wants cannot be well supplied. But 'twas an old proverb I heard, thou men burnt with amorous sire, that damsels when once they come near could quench their most vigorous fire.